在开始之前呢，我希望我们中间的每个朋友弟兄姐妹跟你身边的人说，耶稣基督已经复活了。
Before we start, say to the brothers and sisters next to you that Christ is risen. Again!
刚才那个一首赞美诗很好，因为他复活，我们能面对明天。
Because he lives, we can face tomorrow.
感谢主啊，这很多时候啊，我们中间可能很多人知道，有的时候我们可能不大理解、啊、你想想看呢，有些人在敬拜一个偶像的时候，这个偶像是人造的，可你为什么要敬拜他呢？特别是华人，他还敬拜关公马祖，他为你死为你复活吗？
A lot of time when we didn't know Christ and we're worshipping idols, we wonder why are worshipping them, because they're made of our human hand, they don't die for us.
没有了是吧 ？OK, all right.
There goes the video.
他那个 video clip 好像不大行，那我们就取消它。好，那我们就一起来我们感谢主哈，今天我们再一起来敬拜。很多人拜偶像的时候，像马祖，像关公啊，像这些很多的名人伟人，值得我们尊重。但他不知道我们敬拜。
There are a lot of great people in history. They are worthy of our respect, but they are not worthy of our worship.
因为他死了，自己都不能拯救自己。
Because they die and they cannot save themselves.
所以在这样的一个季节里头，特别是对华人来说，是一个清明节。
Especially in the season, if you are Chinese, you know that there's a holiday we celebrate in remembrance of our deceased family members.
那这些离开世界的这些亲人们，也值得我们尊重他。
Our deceased family members are deserving of our respect.
一些伟大的人物也值得我们去纪念他。
There are great people that deserve our remembrance.
但他不值得我们去敬拜他。
But they do not deserve our worship.
尊重跟敬拜是两个概念。
There's a difference between respect and worship.
有些人值得我们尊重，但不值得我们敬拜。
Some people deserve our respect, but they do not deserve our worship.
但只有那位从死里复活的主，值得我们尊重，值得我们敬拜，因为他是我们的神。
Only the God who has defeated death and is risen now is deserving of our praise and our worship.
复活的基督是整本圣经传讲的一个中心。
The core message of the Bible is on the resurrection of Christ.
耶稣被他来到这个世界只有33年的时间。
Jesus only walked on this earth for about 33 years.
他星期五的早晨大概9点钟左右被钉十字架。
On a Friday morning about 9 a.m. he was nailed on the cross.
然后被埋葬。
And then was buried.
因为犹太人要过逾越节要赶快埋葬他。
Because the Jewish, they celebrate Passover, so they had to bury him quickly.
如果耶稣只是死了埋葬了，弟兄姐妹，他不知道我们敬拜他。
If Christ died and was only buried, he does not deserve our praise.
因为他舍己爱人，可以值得我们尊重他，但不值得我们敬拜他。
We can respect him because he loved us, but he does not deserve our worship.
所以耶稣基督第三天以后从死里复活，用大能证明他是上帝的儿子，所以他值得我们敬拜他。
But because on the third day he was raised from the dead, God raised him and witnessed to us that that's the power of God, so he deserves our praise and our worship.
刚才保罗在这个哥林多前书十五章上面说，如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你们所信的是枉然。
In the passage we just read in Corinthians chapter 15, Paul used many ifs, saying that if Christ wasn't raised from the dead, then our faith is futile.
如果耶稣没有从死里复活，我所讲的都是突然，我这一生就是枉然。
If Christ has not been raised, then everything we're preaching is useless, is meaningless.
如果没有耶稣基督复活，也就没有使徒。
If Christ did not raise from the dead, there's no apostles.
因为这些使徒们在耶稣上十字架的时候，他们胆怯，他们恐惧，他们都离开了耶稣。
Because the apostles and the disciples, they were afraid when Christ was nailed on the cross, they left Jesus.
那耶稣复活以后向他们显现，他们重新回到耶稣的面前来传讲耶稣。
But when Jesus was risen, Jesus revealed to them, and their heart was renewed and re-strengthened.
所以没有耶稣的复活就没有使徒。
So without the resurrection of Christ, there is no apostles.
没有耶稣基督的复活，也就没有教会。
There is no church.
因为教会是建立在耶稣基督复活这块根基上。
Because the church is built on the foundation of His resurrection.
你今天看到教会，教会是为耶稣的复活来做见证。
If you look at church today, the church should be witnessing for His resurrection.
如果没有复活，当然不可能有教会的普世宣教。
If there is no resurrection, there is really no use of the Great Commission.
没有复活，当然不可能有今天的新约圣经。
If there is no resurrection, you don't have the New Testament in the Bible.
如果在座的每个弟兄姐妹，你要记住哈。 当你读新约圣经的时候，你要知道，新约圣经是在耶稣复活这个光芒下写成的。When
you read the Bible, you realize that the New Testament is written after His resurrection.
如果没有复活，就没有新约。If
there is no resurrection, there is no New Testament.
没有复活，当然没有救恩。If
there is no resurrection, there is no salvation.
我们所信的一切都是徒然。Everything
that we believe in is futile.
所以复活是我们信仰的核心。
So resurrection is the core of our faith.
复活是把基督的福音跟世界上所有宗教给分开了。
It separates the gospel of Jesus Christ from all the religions in this world.
释迦牟尼没有从死里复活。
Buddha did not raise from the dead.
马克思没有从死里复活。
The Marx did not raise from the dead.
孔子没有从死里复活。
Confucius did not raise from the dead.
释迦牟尼，穆罕默德没有从死里复活。
Muhammad did not raise from the dead.
只有耶稣基督从死里复活。
But only Jesus did.
就今天我跟弟兄姐妹讲，第一个，复活是一个历史事实。So
when I tell you, brothers and sisters, the resurrection of Christ is a historical fact.
基督的福音是一个历史事实。The
gospel of Christ is built on his on facts, on his historical facts.
你知道，中间很多人从东方过来，东方的宗教，印度教、佛教，它是从里面思想出来的，人苦思冥想得出了一个结论，一个结果。
A lot of us have experience with Eastern religion, you'll realize a lot of the religion is based on philosophy. But they're not built on historical facts. But the resurrection of Jesus is a historical fact. The whole Bible is written based on facts.
刚才我们读的这个哥林多前书第十五章第三节第七节。
When we just read 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 3 and 7 through 7.
保罗说，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所书为我们的罪死了。这个第一中文翻成第一，原来意思就是说最重要的，没有比是更重要的，最重要的，其中无比的，就是耶稣基督照圣经所书为我们罪死了，埋葬了，然后照圣经所书第三天复活了。
Verse 3 and 4, for what I receive I pass on to you as first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scripture. So this is the most important part of our faith.
刚才我们读的这几节经文，是教会最早所传讲的核心的内容。
The scripture that we just read is really the core message that the early church was preaching.
We call
it the Apostles' Creed.
他讲告诉你，保罗说：“我当初所领受的，又传给你们的，耶稣来了，死了，然后复活了。”
Paul talks about what he has received when now he's preaching that as Christ was dead, died for you and raised from the dead.
那这叫福音。
This is the gospel.
整本当时使徒们来到这个世界的时候，他们被耶稣呼召的时候，成为耶稣的见证人。他其中一个条件就是要看到耶稣基督的复活，成为复活的见证。As
an apostle, one of the conditions to be an apostle is that you have to witness the resurrection of God.
如果弟兄姐妹你读的《使徒行传》，If
you read Acts,
保罗传讲的信息的核心，彼得传讲福音的核心，只有这几个字：耶稣。
If you read Acts, you realize the core of their message from Paul or from Peter is really a few words that Christ is risen.
你知道耶稣在大概是在公元33年左右上十字架，然后复活了。复活以后向门徒显现，门徒就起来开始传讲福音。福音的唯一的内容，耶稣基督从死里。 复活了。
Christ died around 33 AD, and after his resurrection, he appears to the disciples and the apostles, and they start preaching the gospel. And there's really only one message to the gospel, that is Christ is risen.
那保罗、彼得所传的信息，使徒们所传的信息，只有耶稣基督复活这唯一的信息。所以你在圣经里看的时候，你看看这个使徒行传，使徒行传就告诉你，耶稣复活以后向门徒显现。门徒就开始出来传讲福音，传讲耶稣复活的福音。先有耶稣复活这个事实，门徒们开始传讲这个事实，然后才写下了四福音书。
So after Christ was resurrected, revealed to the appears to the disciples, the disciples start going out preaching one message that Christ is risen. And so the book of the Gospels, the four Gospels were written after his resurrection.
今天有些非啊，上没有信主的朋友，他读四福音书的时候不大懂，他觉得这可能吗？但是你知道，当年圣灵感动使徒们把写下四福音的时候，他不是让你读四福音书在相信耶稣复活，而是他们已相信了耶稣复活，为了更多的了解耶稣基督的生平和教导，所以才来读四福音书。
Some of you.Who had just been to church not long ago might not understand the four gospel and might even question whether it's possible. But if you realize that the four gospel were written after Christ was risen, and the audience who are reading the gospels already believe that Jesus Christ is risen, they read the gospel to learn more about Jesus.
你知道很多历史学家跟这个科学家是不大一样的，你知道的。科学家们所在实验室中研究的东西，它可以找到一个规律，所谓的规律它是可以不断的重复的，可以不断被印证的，来证明它是实在的。所以实验室里的态度跟历史学家们研究历史的态度是不一样的。
There's a difference between how scientists approach their problem versus historians.Scientists, they are trying to find a repeatable pattern that can be tested and experimented. They're trying to come up with a theory. But that's different from how historians deal with their problem.
历史学家所研究历史中的事件，每个事件都是独特的，都是不能重复的。
When historians study the history, they find out there is nothing that's repeatable. Every event is unique in itself.
每个人一生，你的一生跟他人的一生可能有某些相似之处，但不可能完全一样。
You might have some similarity in your life versus someone else's life, but it will never be the same.
所以，当时历史学家们在研究耶稣基督复活这件事情的时候，特别是研究教会怎么产生的这个历史现象的时候，他们有件事情无法理解。
So when the historians studied the resurrection of Christ and look back at how the early church was formed, there's some puzzling question for them.
在历史中找不到一个现象像教会兴起的这个现象。
They couldn't find any event similar to how the early church was developed throughout history.
一帮人跟随耶稣，耶稣上十字架，他们回心，他们失望了，他们也离开了耶稣，离开了耶路撒冷，回家去打鱼了，什么也不信了，他们绝望了，彻底的绝望了，跟随了耶稣三年之久，什么也没有得着，所以他们很痛苦，很失望，离开了。
There was a crowd of people that followed Jesus for 3 years, but when Jesus was nailed on the cross, they left him, they deserted him, they went back to became fishermen, they left the faith.
可是突然，有一天他们回来了。过去他们很恐惧，很惧怕，很胆小，怕人追杀他们。可过了几天以后，他们说耶稣复活了，我们就是复活的见证。他们大胆、热心地传讲福音，所以教会开始建立起来。
But one day, all of a sudden, their faith was turned around. Before, they were weak, they were scared, they were afraid of being killed. Now, their faith had turned around when they saw the resurrection of Christ. Now, they're bold and courageous. And that's how the early church was formed, is they saw that Christ is risen.
如果弟兄姐妹你想一想啊，这个历史学家们在思想这样问题的时候，如果没有耶稣的复活，你怎么解释教会的产生？难道那些人说，我们相信有个弥赛亚，他死了。他是个伟大的悲剧性的人物，然后却被他去死，历史上有这种事情吗？没有一个人相信一个死亡的被钉十字架的弥赛亚，没有一个人相信。所以当时的门徒们全都离开耶稣，因为他们根本就不相信 一个死在十字架上的弥赛亚。
How can you ever explain the early church, you know, being spread out like a wildfire? When if Jesus did not rise from the dead, how can you believe in a dying Messiah, a failing Messiah?
所以没有不相信耶稣复活，你没有办法解释基督教会的兴起。
So if you don't believe in the resurrection of Christ, there's no way to explain how the early church was came about.
今天教会的存在就是要见证这位从死里复活的耶稣。
So the existence of the church today is to witness his resurrection.
我给大家几个简单的一个数字，你就知道，教会从开始那天起就是在传讲耶稣的复活。
I'll give you some numbers and you'll realize as soon as the day that church started, they were preaching the gospel of Christ.
刚才我们读的哥林多前书大概写在是公元54年左右。
The book of Corinthians, 1 Corinthians was written right around 54 AD.
我为什么举这些例子呢？我是让所有的弟兄姐妹知道，基督福音它不是凭空想象的，它是有历史事实作为根基的。
Why am I giving you all these years and numbers and all these facts? I really just want you to know that the resurrection of Christ is not based on imagination, but it's based on historical fact.
也就是说，保罗在公元54年写下哥林多前书的时候，他离开耶稣离开时间已经20多年时间，这段时间使徒们一直在传讲耶稣基督从死里复活。
So when Paul wrote the book of 1 Corinthians, it's been 20 years since Christ was nailed and risen, and throughout that 20 years the apostles and disciples have been preaching about the resurrection of Christ.
保罗说我当日所领受又传给你们的，那个领受是从哪儿领受的呢？
Paul talks about for what he has received, and you might wondering where did he receive his message from.
保罗自己说在加拉太书里头第一章第十五节十八节说，他在归主之后有三年之后，他去第一次上耶路撒冷，见到了彼得和雅各。
So, in Galatians, gave you, some ideas that Paul actually went to see Peter and James after he repented himself.
他到了耶路撒冷见到了彼得和雅各是为首的使徒。你想象保罗哈，他悔改了，他等了三年，然后上耶路撒冷见两个使徒。在耶路撒冷的时候他待了15天的时间，也就是说跟使徒们在一起有15天的时间。这十五天他讨论什么呢？他是不是讨论天气好不好？是不是讨论这个市场有没有什么变化？他们讨论不是这些东西，他们讨论什么是福音的核心，什么是耶稣基督的复活，我们是不是复活是我们传讲的核心。
So after Paul repented, he went to Jerusalem for 15 days,to spend time with Peter and James, and they're not talking about the weather or the stock market, but they're talking about what's the core of the gospel.
然后加拉太书第二章第一节上面说，过了14年以后，保罗再一次上耶路撒冷，这次再见到雅各、彼得和约翰，再一次把自己所传讲的信息放在他们的面前，说你看，这就是我所传讲的。他们结果跟他心右手相交指礼，意思就是说 Brother, 我同意你，我们都是在传这个信息，那就是耶稣死了复活了。
And in Galatians chapter 2 verse 1 you'll see that Paul went back to Jerusalem 14 years later again meeting with James, Peter and John talking about the gospel, and you'll see that they all came to the same conclusion of the core, which is that Christ is risen.
我讲这么多也许你觉得这些事实跟你没有关系，亲爱的弟兄姐妹，基督的福音我再重复一遍，不是从人想象出来的东西，不是你大脑很聪明，我思想一套一个人为的宗教然后教导众人。基督福音是有历史为依据的，早期教会所传讲的就是耶稣基督从死里复活，使徒们所传讲的只有耶稣基督。而且刚才我领这个读的这个哥林多前书，今天所有的历史学家如果他真正的是个历史学家，面对这个历史事实，他知道保罗写的是真实的。为什么？就是你是最最极尽的历史学家，你不否认保罗写的书信的真实性。
You might feel like everything I'm saying right now has no relevance to you, but what I really want to stress is the whole gospel is built on historical facts. It's not someone just imagining or creating a man-made religion to kind of force you in or to lure you in, but it's based on historical facts. And if you're a true historian, when you even when you read the letters from Paul, you can't deny the it was written based on history.
因为美国是一个基督教影响接生的国家，所以我信耶稣。你要对耶稣基督的教导，对耶稣基督的复活，你要有 confidence.
Today, when we believe in Christ, it's not because of culture or because tradition or because your parents are Christian. Today, when you come before Christ, I want you to understand His power of resurrection, to understand the core doctrine.
我刚才说了，没有复活就没有基督教，没有复活就没有福音。
Like I said before, if there's no resurrection, there's no church, there's no gospel. If you don't believe in the resurrection, there's no way for you to walk down this road as a Christian.
如果你不信仰耶稣基督是复活的救主，你的信仰还没有开始。
If you don't believe Him as a risen Savior, your faith has not started yet.
我这样讲，我们中间有些人就是说对复活有怀疑的弟兄姐妹，我不是说从此以后叫你不要信了，而是说你要寻求，要明白复活是我们信仰的核心和根基。你不对复活的救主有确切的把握，你怎么向他祷告？你怎么来敬拜他？怎么来赞美他？怎么来每天与他同行？
I'm not telling you to stop believing in resurrection. I'm telling you to seek to believe. If you don't understand resurrection, continue to seek, because if you don't believe in His resurrection, how can you worship Him? How can you praise Him? How can you live through your everyday life?
有些人讲，我相信复活啊。刚才我们唱这次赞美是说，他永远活在我的心中。
Some of us say, sure, of course, I believe in resurrection. We just sing the song, He lives.
你知道活在我的心中这句话很有意思啊。你知道从中国大陆来的很多人都知道，雷锋同志活在我的心中。
A lot of time, we will say, somebody, so-and-so lives in my heart, and I won't be
able to... 你比方说,我的爸爸妈妈,我的祖父,祖父也活在我的心中。
You can say that your parents or your grandparents live in you.
马丁路德金是一个伟大的人物,他活在我的心中。
Or you can say Martin Luther King is a great person, he lives within me.
耶稣复活不是那个意思。
But the resurrection of Christ is not the same meaning.
叫某某人活在你的心中,意思就是说,他留在你的基因里头。
A lot of times when we say someone lives within us, it's really living only inside of our memory. Yes, Jesus is in our memory, but His resurrection does not mean He is only a mere memory. The Bible talks about how Jesus appears to the disciples after He has risen. It's not the same as like a ghostly appearance.
你知道现在这个在美国，很多人相信有鬼魂，对不对？其实，在东方也很多人相信有鬼魂。某某人死了三天以后，他的魂回来了，他向你显现。
A lot of us probably believe in ghosts. We even heard stories of deceased family members appearing to you in your dreams or as a ghostly image back, a couple of days after they die.
耶稣复活不是这个意思。
But the resurrection of Christ is not just a ghostly appearance.
还有弟兄姐妹知道，可能到某某医院里头，看到某某人死了以后，他到医院，他心脏停止跳动2个小时，然后经过这个现代医术的抢救，他回来了，起死复生，那叫复活。耶稣复活不是那个意思。Or
sometimes you might hear stories of someone who died in the hospital, their heart stopped, but after the doctor did something, their heart returned. But the resurrection of God is not a mere suscitation of your heart.
你知道到报纸上常有这样的一个报道，是不是某某人死了，后来经过抢救他复活了，是不是？我们称为他复活了。那个复活跟我们周围的人没有任何关系。You
might say so-and-so came back to life after they were in the emergency room for many, many hours. That's not the same as what we're saying here with the resurrection of Christ.
你到任何一个医院去看看他们那个病历档案，某某人从死里复活了，他跟你生活有什么关系？跟这个世界有什么关系？跟美国有什么关系？
You look at those people, in the hospital who have came back to life because of what the doctor did. What did they have anything to do with it? What did they have anything to do with this world?
耶稣复活不是那个意义上的复活。
So the resurrection of Christ is not just merely bringing back a physical form, bring back your heartbeat.
圣经里面记载过这种意义上的起死复生。好，比方说有一次耶稣去拿烟尘，一个寡妇，你想一个寡妇哈，这个老母亲带着个孩子，他儿子死了，死了再出兵，那就死了好几天了。耶稣让这个死去的孩子从死里复生了。
Such stories of someone coming back to life, being resuscitated, was recorded in the Bible. If you look at Luke, when Jesus went to a town called Nain, there's a widow whose son has recently died, and they were going to bury the kid, and then Jesus, you know.Touched the coffin and said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead man was arise.
你比方耶稣叫拉撒路复活，拉撒路都复死了，在坟墓里快臭了。耶稣说：“拉撒路，你出来。”拉撒路就复生了。
Think about the story of Jesus raising Lazarus. Lazarus has died for 3 days, was in the tomb, and started stinking up. But Jesus said, "Come out, Lazarus," and Lazarus came back to life.
今天我们在世界上很多人对复活的理解就停留在这个地步。他死了，然后他起回来了。
A lot of our understanding of resurrection is like these stories where someone died and they came back to life.
他们回来以后呢，有一个特点，他们照样吃，照样喝，照样犯罪，照样生病，然后照样死亡。
But there's a commonality to all these stories. When they came back to life, they eat as usual, they leave as usual, they go through the same troubles, and eventually they die again.
这不叫圣经上讲，不叫复活。
That's not the resurrection the Bible is talking about.
耶稣基督复活不是这个意思。
The resurrection of Christ is not just a temporary thing.
我知道我们现在很多的弟兄姐妹，特别是看到亲人离世的时候，我们想，哎呀，主啊，你让他复活吧，让他气息重新回来。他可能会回来，但是知道他将来有一天，他还犯罪，他还受疾病的侵扰，他有一天还要死去。我们希望是这样的复活，但是耶稣基督的复活不是这个意思。
A lot of time when we see our relatives on deathbed, we might pray really hard saying, God, bring this person back to life. Even if God grants that wish and that person comes back to life, he's still going to sin. He's going to go through the same trouble. He's going to die again one day.
耶稣的复活是开始了一个新的族类。
But the resurrection of Christ is different. It starts a new path.
开始了一个新的生命形式。
It starts a new form of life.
这样叫做新的创造，新人 ，new creation。
It's a new creation, a new pattern.
那这个生命是在宇宙当中从来没有过的。
And there's no repeatable event in the universe.
所以耶稣基督的复活不但是对你对我有关系，对这个宇宙都有关系，对人类历史都有关系。
So the resurrection of Christ not only impacts you and me, it impacts the entire humanity, the history, and the universe.
那这个复活的生命像什么呢？
What does the resurrected life look like?
有两点，请弟兄姐妹们记得。
There are two things I want you to remember.
第一个，耶稣复活的基督成了一个赐人生命的灵。
That the resurrected Christ is a life-giving spirit.
这是在哥林多前书十五章第四十五节。
That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45.
耶稣活在世上的时候，他有身体，他活在时间空间里头，他受到时间空间的这种限制。
When Jesus walk on earth, he has a physical body. He is limited by space and time.
但耶稣复活以后，他成为让人有生命的灵。这个灵，它可以灵到世界上任何一个地方、任何一个时间、任何一个地点。
But when Christ was resurrected, he became a life-giving spirit. He's no longer limited by time or space. He can be with you here, or he can be with you anywhere.
所以圣经上说，主就是那灵。
So the Bible talks about the Lord as the Spirit.
当年彼得在传福音的时候，在使徒行传第二章32-33节，他讲了一段话。他说：“这耶稣神已经叫他从死里复活，我们为这事做见证。他被神的右手高举，或者说高举在神的右边，欲从父所领受的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。”
In Acts chapter 2, verse 32 and 33, Peter talks about how this Jesus, God has raised Jesus to life, and we're all witness of the fact, exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and has poured out what you now see and hear.
Peter 讲了一件事情，说耶稣复活以后， 他被父神高举到他的右边。
Peter,
请大家记住这样的一个教导，圣经上常常讲高举到父的右边。
Peter talks about how when Christ was risen, he was lifted up to the right hand side of God.
这是一个比方，比方说我在这儿，他复活以后，他就站在右边，那这是比方，在右边，这不是讲一个地理位置。
What does being on the right hand side of God means? It's not just a physical location.
有的时候我们在读经的时候我们不明白，好像耶稣复活以后就站在父的右边，那是个地理位置，错了。圣经上讲是被提到天上，在父的右边，那是告诉你复活的耶稣、复活的基督进入了上帝的领域，进入了永恒的领域，进入了荣耀的领域，进入了全能的领域，他进入了生命的本身。
So when the Bible talks about Christ being lifted to the right hand side of God, it doesn't mean a physical location, but it means that he's entered the realm of God. He has entered heaven, the realm of authority, glory, power, and resurrection and life and everlasting life.
如果到医院去啊，叫一个谢立功医院，他人从死里复生以后，他进到哪儿去啊？他还是活在人的这个领域里头，他还要吃，他还要生病，他还要犯罪，他还要死亡，在人的领域里头，他摆脱不了这些东西。
So, if we look at people who come out of the emergency room coming back to life, you look at where they are now, they're still in this earth, they're still on this earth, they're still being bounded by sin, they still have to eat and go through the agonies of life.
So, 耶稣就从死里复活被高举到父神的右边，是告诉你，他进入到永恒的领域，神的领域，不再是在人的领域里头。
But when the Bible talks about Christ being lifted to the right hand side of God, he has entered the realm of eternity, the realm of God.
所以圣经上说他成了赐人生命的灵，他可以住在你的里头，他可以住在我们中间，他赐我们生命的气息。
So therefore, Christ became a life-giving spirit because he's in that realm of life. So he can give you life, he can be with you, he's living inside of you.
这是一种新的生命形式。
This is a new pattern to life.
我爱你，我能进到你的里头吗？
If I tell you I love you, can I go inside of you?
我进到你的心脏里头。
Can I go inside of your heart?
Impossible. 为什么？
That's impossible.
因为我们这种生命形式不可能的，我们是有时间和空间限制。
Because our life form is limited by space and time. We're not a life-giving spirit.
所以复活的基督，他进入神的领域，他成了一个赐人生命的灵，他可以住在我们中间，可以进到我们的生命当中，你可以向他祷告，每天与他同行。
But the resurrected Christ is a life-giving spirit who has entered the realm of God. He can live inside of you, and you can pray to him every day of your life.
这是基督耶稣复活的耶稣有这样的一个形式。但第二个形式很重要，这个不能分开，一分开就成问题了。耶稣复活以后，他还有身体。
So number one was that Christ is a life-giving spirit, but number two is also very important, is that his resurrection comes with a physical body as well.
耶稣复活以后，他的身体你可以摸他。你可以触摸他，他有骨有肉。
After his resurrection, you can still touch him, you can still speak to him.
他可以吃，他可以说话。
He can still eat fish and he can still talk.
但是时间和空间不再限制他。
But space and time are no longer a limit to him.
门徒聚在一起的时候，门是关着的，耶稣突然进来。
When the disciples were gathering together, the doors were shut, but Jesus all of a sudden just appeared inside the room.
所以耶稣复活以后，他进入神的领域，他就是神，可是同时他又有一个身体。
So when Jesus was resurrected, he entered the realm of God. He is God, but he still has a physical body.
但这个身体是经过改变的身体。
But this physical body is a transformed body.
是个荣耀的身体。
It's a glorious body.
所以当时门徒们看到耶稣的时候不大认识了。
So when the disciples saw Jesus, they couldn't really recognize him.
以马忤斯路上两个门徒跟耶稣走了很长时间，还要认不出耶稣。
There's two disciples walking alongside of Jesus on the road on the way to Emmaus. They couldn't recognize him.
玛利亚在花园里哭来哭去，看到耶稣，好像以为他是种花的。
When Mary was visiting the graveyard, she saw Jesus. She couldn't recognize
him. 因为耶稣的复活的身体已经改变了，这个荣耀的身体。
Because his body was transformed into glorious body.
那是一个身体。
It is a body. It's a physical body.
是个属灵的身体。
It's also a spiritual body.
是个荣耀的身体。
And it's a glorious body.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，你要知道耶稣基督复活的基督不是我们一般上意义上的说见尸还魂，或者是说这种从死里复生，或者活在你的心中，这两个概念。
So when we talk about the resurrection of Christ, we're not talking about merely a ghost possessing a body or some memory living inside your brain, but it's really about a life-giving spirit with a physical body.
哦，弟兄姐妹，你知道，我们常常说，因为耶稣成了赐人生命的灵，他可以住在我们的里头，我们可以在里面可以亲近他。你知道保罗就有这样的经验，保罗的生命被提到三层天上，三层天是一个神秘的经验，因为上帝赐恩给人的时候，把你的这个空间的限制给挪走，把你认知的这个能力的这个限制挪走，你可以进入永恒的领域，听到隐秘的言语，那叫做神秘的经验。保罗有这样的经验，三层天的经验。那为什么？你进到你生命的深处，你可以跟神说话，你跟神相交，你可以面见他。那在我们的里头，这叫神秘经验。但这神秘经验不是复活。
So, Christ being the life-giving Spirit, He lives inside of us, so we can experience Him and communicate with Him within. And Paul has that experience in his Spirit, who is lifted up in heaven. And he's that deep understanding of God, and God shows him heaven, and that's a mysterious encounter with God, but that's not the resurrection.
但是保罗在大马士路上，耶稣基督从他的外面向他显现，说：“保罗，保罗，你为什么迫害我？”你看，耶稣基督是在外面给他说话，所以耶稣基督见到了保罗，保罗见到了复活的基督，这叫复活。
So, but when Paul was walking on his way to Damascus, trying to persecute the church.Jesus appeared to him in great light and said, Paul, Paul, or Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And it's an external experience where Paul had this face-to-face encounter with God where he can see him and communicate with him.
所以这是两个形式，请大家不要误解。一个我们在里头，在我每天与神同行的时候，我们安静的时候，因为耶稣基督住在我们的里头，我们可以跟他说话，可以亲近他的面。但是复活的基督是在我们身体的外面，我们可以遇见他。将来有一天耶稣基督再来的时候，我们亲眼看见他荣耀的身体。
So there's two ways of experiencing God. You know, during our quiet time every day, we know God lives inside of us. We can communicate and pray with Him. We also know that one day when Christ comes back, He is resurrected. He has a glorious body. We can see it, and we can feel it, and we can touch Him. Outside of our body, where we can worship.
So, 耶稣基督从死里复活，他成了赐人生命的灵，他有了荣耀的身体，他有了上帝的生命，所以死亡不能再触摸他，他已经得胜了死亡。
So when Christ overcame the grave and death, He became a life-giving spirit. He has a glorious body. He has the life of God. He has defeated sin and death.
这个复活跟我们有什么关系？耶稣基督跟我们复活有什么关系？大有关系。
What does anything of any of that have to do with us?
圣经在罗马书第四章二十五节上面说，耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是叫我们称义。
This is the gospel in Romans chapter 4 verse 25. It talks about Jesus was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification.
如果耶稣没有复活，十字架对我们没有意义。
If Christ is still in the grave and was not resurrected, the cross has no meaning to us.
耶稣的死对我们来说没有意义。
His death has no meaning to us.
如果耶稣没有复活，罪也没有什么意义。
If Christ has not risen from the dead, then there's really no point dealing with sin.
耶稣上十字架，从世人眼睛来看，是罗马的法律判他为死刑，犹太人的宗教判他为死刑，他们认为耶稣是犯罪的。可是复活把人的判决给颠倒过来。
If you look through history just from a worldly perspective, you might say Jesus died because of the law of the Jews or the Romans judge. But his resurrection turned all that accusation around. His death on the cross was for us.
所以耶稣的复活告诉我们，罪是真的，上帝的审判是真的，耶稣说的话是真的。耶稣说有地狱那是真的。
So his resurrection is a witness to us that his word is truth, his salvation is true, and the judgment is also true.
他的复活实在是向我们证明他是从真神而来的真神，真光而来的真光。
His resurrection is a witness to us that he's God of God and he's the light of light.
他对我们的救赎是有效的。
And there's power in his salvation.
十字架的宝血是有功效的。
There's power in his blood and his suffering on the cross.
他给你儿子的名分是真实的。
And the sonship and the daughtership that we have in him is true.
他给你永恒的基业是真实的。
And the eternal heritage that we have is true.
第二，在希伯来书第二章十四节，他说他既然亲自成为血肉之躯，要借他的死来败坏掌实权的魔鬼。
In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 says, Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil.
所以耶稣基督的复活是向我们告诉我们，耶稣基督已经得胜了死亡，他是第一个从坟墓里面走出来的人。
So his resurrection tells us that he's victorious over death. He has overcome the grave.
我们中间年轻人可能不知道，对华人来说，清明节是一个怀念追思我们死去亲人的一个节日。在清明节有个特点，我们走到坟墓的面前的时候，我们都知道那是人生的句号。
清明节 is a holiday we remember our deceased family members in Chinese culture, and it's a day where we come and we come to their tombstone and realize that's the end of their life, and there's a period, and there's nothing more than that.
人去探坟的时候，上坟的时候，在坟墓之外不再有任何的指望。
When we go visit the tomb, we realize there's really no hope outside of the tomb.
可人生最不幸的是，人人都要面对那个句号。
And one of the tragedy that we have in our human history is that we all have to face that period, that tombstone.
在最近我看到一个消息，说有一个人自称为他是不可救药的乐观主义者。
I've read recently of a person who say he is, I can't translate that.
That's fine, okay.
I can't do it.
他是个 hedonist, 他就是说 yeah.
Okay, he's a, yeah.
他是在中国是很出名的一个作家，他曾经成功做过文化部的部长，他叫王猛，他的太太刚刚去世。他一直认为我是不可救药的乐观主义者，虽然我当年下放到新疆受过很多的苦，但是我仍然很潇洒很乐观，因为死亡哈哈哈就过去了。可是他的妻子刚刚在过世，他开始也很镇定，在最后那一刻的时候他哭倒了，说他瘫倒在地，他哀哭。这个老人我很尊重他，可是人的乐观到那一刻乐观就止住了。
So there's this guy, he's like a optimist and a hedonist who believes that nothing in this world can defeat him, not even hard labor or slavery or anything like that. But when his wife passed away recently, the first few days he was calm and he was trying to hide his emotion, but then eventually he collapsed and he said, I can't face this.
一个只有清明节没有复活节的主类是没有指望。
So if you only have a holiday to remember the dead, there's really no hope.
就耶稣基督从死里复活，他已经得胜了死亡。
But because Christ is risen, he's victorious over sin and death.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们记得我们作为华人来说，你可以庆祝清明节，但不要忘了，清明节只是把你引到坟墓，而耶稣基督的复活是把你引到天上。
So as Chinese, you can celebrate 清明节 a holiday to remember your deceased members, but only lead you to the tomb. But you need to remember to celebrate Christ who leads you into heaven, who overcame death.
耶稣不是讲吗？我是世界的光，跟着我的就不在黑暗里走，讲得很清楚啊。你没有耶稣这个光，在坟墓里面，你还能看到光吗？
So Jesus said that he's the light of this world. Whoever follow me are no longer in darkness.
第三，耶稣基督复活成了信的之人出熟的果子。
Number three, that when Christ is raised from the dead, he became the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep.
弟兄姐妹，我们在教会时间长了的人，就算说我信耶稣，我灵魂上天堂，很多人都是这么说法，是不是？很多人都说灵魂上天堂，我死了以后，我灵魂进上天堂了。灵魂上天堂，只是你跟随耶稣的一个站，一个stop而已，不是你永恒的终点。
A lot of us been to church for a while will say, oh yeah, one day when I die, my soul will go to heaven, but they didn't realize that it's really only a start of our salvation.
耶稣基督的复活不但要救你的灵魂，还要救你的身体。
It not only saves your soul, but also saves your body.
耶稣有复活的身体，你将来也有复活的身体。
Just as Christ has a glorious body, a resurrected body, you too will have a resurrected body.
因为你里头有耶稣的生命。
Because you have the life of Jesus in you.
那个生命是死亡所不能征服的。
That life cannot be conquered by death.
那个生命要存在永永远远的。
That life is everlasting.
那个生命是可以触摸到的。
That life can be touched.
那个生命是可以辨认的，你可以认出来的。
It's something you can recognize.
将来在永恒当中，我会认识Will。
And when I go to heaven, I'll recognize Will.
我还认识我们中间很多人，我们都认识。
I'll recognize all of you.
为什么耶稣基督不但给我们灵魂的永生，还让我们有永恒的身体？
But not because not Christ not only given us a resurrected soul, he also give us a transformed body.
耶稣复活成了初熟的果子。
Jesus Christ is the first fruit of the firstborn.
那果子是真实的，是具体的，是可以摸到的。
It's something that's physical, something that can be touched.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，人类如果没有复活的指望，人类在做什么？
If we don't have the hope of resurrection, what are we doing?
人的活着的意义有两个条件。
There's two conditions to finding meanings in our life.
一个是上帝，一个是灵魂不朽。
One is there's got to be a God, and second is that your soul has to last, can't perish.
如果你只是什么都不信，不信仰神，也没有复活的盼望，你的一生几乎是没有什么永恒的意义。
If you don't believe in God and you don't have the hope of resurrection, there's really no meaning to our life in this world.
你的家庭、你的儿女、你的工作、你的事业、你的爱情，给你 暂时的意义，但是面对人生的那个坟墓、那个终结的时候，这一切全都消失。Sure,
I mean, your family, your children, your work might give you temporary meaning, but when you face death that day, everything goes away.
你不知道耶稣基督的福音对你意味着是什么。If
you don't know what the gospel of Christ means to you,
他爱你，把上帝的生命赐给你。To
realize he loves you and he gave the life of God to you.
所以第四点实际上是说，哥林多后书13章13节。 因为耶稣基督在你们身上不是软弱的，他在你们里面是有大能的。So
2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 3 speaks to us saying, since you seek proof that Christ is speaking in me, he is not weak in dealing with you, but is powerful among you.
活我的基督成了赐人生命的灵，他今天他可以住在我们每个人的里头，他在我们之上，他也在我们里面，也在我们中间。
The resurrected Christ is a life-giving spirit. He is living within you. He is living above you. He is among us.
我们中间很多人活得就像一个没有复活的基督一样。A
lot of time we live as if Christ is still in the grave.
圣经上说, he is powerful.
But the Bible says he
在你的里头,
is powerful.
Within you.
他是有能力的，他是在住在你里面的。你知道我们很多人，你知道吗？你知道我们很多人，他还活在星期五。A lot of us still living on Friday.
为什么?
Why is that?
耶稣在星期五的时候造成什么? 人家的羞辱，人家的鞭打，人家的吐沫，人家的这个诬告，人家的被他钉到十字架。
What happened on Friday? Jesus bear our shame, our pain, our sorrow, and people were beating on him, mocking him, and he was eventually nailed on the cross.
很多人活在星期六。
Some of us lives in Saturday, on Saturday.
你想想看，那些使徒们跟随耶稣，耶稣已经到 已经钉在十字架上，他已经是葬在坟墓里头。你像那个心情，黑暗、悲观、失望、绝望，前面无路可走，生活还有什么意义？前面还有什么可以追求的？很多人就活在星期五，活在星期六。Imagine
you're one of the disciples on Saturday where Christ is already buried in the grave, and you're hopeless, you're in despair, you don't know where to go forward, and that's really how some of us live like. We're living on Friday, we're living on Saturday.
可能你的家庭有问题，可能儿女教育有问题，可能你的工作有问题，可能你的身体有问题， 可能跟人的人际关系有问题，好像你整天活在星期五和星期六那个光景当中，但不要忘记了还有一个星期天，耶稣基督从死里复活，他如今活在你的里头。
Some of you might have issues with your family, with your health, with work, and you're living on Friday, you're living in Saturday, but remember, Christ is risen. Christ is risen on Sunday.
他是我们的力量，是我们的智慧，是我们的盼望。
He's our power, He's our wisdom, He's our hope.
我再讲一遍，耶稣基督住在我们的里头，跟雷锋同志在我们的里头不是一样的。
Let me repeat myself again. When we say Jesus living inside of us, He's not just a mere memory like Martin Luther King. I gotta, had to find someone.
Very good translation, thank you.
Had to find someone.
最后我要跟弟兄姐妹来讲一件事情啊。你知道我在传道见过很多人，有很多人就说，如果你真的讲耶稣复活了，为什么不向我显现一下，我马上就信他。
A lot of us or might say that, you know, you're preaching about the resurrection of Christ, how come he just doesn't show it to me, then I'll believe.
我们中间有没有这样的人，有没有？
Is there anyone like you here? You want to raise your hand?
啊，有了，我们知道有一个了。 谢谢你。以前我也这么想的。
I used to think that way too.
也是你不孤单，不是你一个人这么想的。耶稣的门徒也这么想的。
Even Jesus' disciple Thomas.
你知道有一次耶稣在约翰福音十三章里头，是四章十三十二章，有个门徒说：“主啊，你为什么只向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？”你还记得这句话吗
？There's a disciple said in John maybe chapter 12 or 13 where he says, "How come you only appear to us but not to the world?"
有的时候我们还问了，我们可以更进一步问问题啊，耶稣啊。那现在定理是不是这样，你为什么不给一点颜色给他看看呢？
Sometimes I might even say, Jesus, those people are going to nail you on the cross, why don't you show them your power?
耶稣啊，你已经复活了，你就让那些恨你的人，定理是这样的人，向他显现嘛，让他看看你是什么样的人。
You might want to say to Jesus, Jesus, you are resurrected, you are alive again, why don't you show those people who nail you on the cross?
你今天站在天空中手一招，大声呼喊一下，全世界都会归顺你。
Why don't you just kind of wave your hand and use a megaphone and announce to the whole world and everyone will believe you?
我知道我们中间很多人有这样的问题。
A lot of us might think that way.
其实这个问题还可以延伸一点点。
You can even think further.
在旧约里头，为什么亚伯拉罕上将？你为什么就向亚伯拉罕起誓呢？你为什么不向叙利亚的王来起誓呢？你为什么不向这个奥巴马来起誓呢？为什么不向胡锦涛来起誓呢？
You might even think that why does God only reveal to Abraham, not the king of Syria, or why doesn't God reveal to Obama or the president of China, maybe?
还有，你为什么拣选以色列呢？你为什么不拣选法国呢？为什么不拣选中国呢？为什么不拣选亚美加呢？为什么不拣选这个伊朗呢？为什么拣选以色列呢？
You might even ask.God, why did you pick Israel? Why don't you pick China or France or Iran or some other country?
你看这些问题都跟我们刚才那个问题有关。耶稣啊，如果你真复活了，为什么不向我显现一下，然后我就信你呢？
It's all the same question, really. It's the same question. We say, how come you don't just show it to us if you're the resurrected God?
弟兄姐妹，你记得。
Oh,
上帝做工的方式跟人类做工的方式。不一样。
I want you to remember that the way God works is different from how we think.
上帝希望我们成为真正的人。
God wants us to become a true living being.
他的做工的方式是温柔的，温和的。
The way he does things is gentle, it's very meek.
是微小的，是细微的。
It's small, it's slow.
他所做的一切是希望在你的里头唤起你爱的反应。
Everything he does, he is trying to not just convince you, but to stir up the love you have for him.
他希望他所做过所有的事情，在你里头触动你的心，感动你的心，更换你的心，让你的心心甘情愿的用爱来回应上帝。
He wants to touch your heart. He wants to change your life. He wants you to come before him with total surrender and love.
如果上帝以他的全能，他征服万有的全能向你显现，你知道这意味着什么吗？ 那意味着是他用他的强权来压制你，来迫使你，让你不得不这样的臣服，那不叫爱。
Do you know what it means if God actually choose to reveal to you and convince you by force? Then that's not love. That is just being forced into a relationship.
所以耶稣基督今天是向信他的人来说话。
So Jesus Christ is speaking to those who believe in him.
他到今天为止还在敲你的心门。
He's knocking on your heart.
他当年复活的时候门是锁着的，他可以进去。
When on the day of his resurrection, the door was closed, but he can walk through that door.
没有什么东西，没有任何强权，没有任何能力，没有任何力量可以阻止他进入你的心中。
Nothing can stop Jesus from entering your heart. No force, no authority, nothing on this world, no rulers.
但是耶稣基督没有用他的强权来强迫你打开心门，而是站在你的心门外来敲门。
But today Jesus is not forcing through the door. He's standing outside the door knocking, waiting for you.
因为他爱你。
Because he loves you.
他用温柔的手来敲你的心门，让你甘愿的来打开心门。
He's treating you with gentleness. He's waiting for you, loving you, waiting for you to respond. He's just gently waiting outside the door, knocking.
因为他是上帝。
Because he's God.
如果你愿意思想，这样的上帝难道不够伟大吗？
If you think about it, isn't it great we have a God like him?
他用他的强权来征服你，压垮你，压制你，那叫伟大吗？
If we have a God who conquer you, force you, to convince you, is that a great God?
而这个上帝仍来等候你，为你上十字架，站在你的门外敲你的心门，这个微小难道不够伟大吗？
But this is a God who wait patiently outside of your door, willing to go on the cross, waiting for you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，如果你真的心静下来，你安静在神的面前，你知道耶稣基督实在是复活了，他如今在掌管我们的生命，掌管这个宇宙万有，万有都属于他，死亡再不能触摸他。
If you would quiet your heart today, wouldn't you realize that he is resurrected? He is the creator and sustainer of this universe. He holds everything together. Death is no longer.
因为他复活，我们能明天明天；因他复活，我们唱哈利路亚，赞美主。
Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. So we shout for joy. We say hallelujah, praise God.
无论在什么境遇当中。在星期五、星期六，我们应当赞美神，因为他从死里复活了。
It doesn't matter whether you are in Friday or Saturday, we can still praise God because He lives.
Because He's very powerful within you.
因为他在你生命里面有能力的活着。
好，让我们一起来祷告。
我们一起来祷告。Let's pray together.
谢谢。谢谢 Andy. Thank you so much for your translation. Wonderful job. Okay, let's ask. 我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
哦，主啊，我们谢谢你，为我们来到这个世界。
Father, we thank you for you have came for us.
谢谢你，为我们死在十字架上，背负我们的罪孽。
Thank you for dying for us on the cross, carrying our sin.
也谢谢你，为我们埋葬藏到人类死亡的那种黑暗和绝望。
Thank you that you're buried, that you experienced the hopelessness of our death.
更感谢你，为我们从死里复活。
And we even thank you for you have resurrected.
如今你活在我们的里头
Now that you live within us
上面的教会里头
You live within our church
因为你的复活宇宙改变了
Because of your resurrection the whole universe is changed
因为你的复活这个历史改变了
Because of your resurrection the history is changed
因为你的复活人类不再以死亡来告终
Because of your resurrection we're no longer captivated by
谢谢你让我们在你里头成为一个新造的人
Thank you for giving us a new creation
主啊，如今你在我们的里头已经成为我们的力量。
Father God, thank you because you are now our strength.
因为你活着，我们能面对明天。
Because you live, so we can face tomorrow.
因为你活着，我们充满了盼望和喜乐。
Because you live, so we have joy and hope.
因为荣耀尊贵归给你。
May glory and honor be unto you.
让我们一生活着，为了你的荣耀。
May we live for your glory.
你复活的灵也充满我们中间。
Father, we pray that your life-giving spirit is filled inside of us.
你复活的全能临到我们家中。
The resurrection, the power of resurrection is in our family.
你复活的全能临到我们教会当中。
The power of resurrection is in our church.
让我们带着你复活的全能活在每天的生活当中。
That we live with the authority that you are resurrected God.
我们带着你复活的全能等候你的再来。
Father, we wait upon you knowing that you are resurrected.
主愿你多荣耀。
Father God, may you be glorified.
我们赞美你，我们感谢你。
We praise you and we thank you.
我们祷告奉恩主耶稣的名。
We pray all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。